Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
President Trump has announced the Department of Justice, his Department of Justice, is investigating who is financing the Los Angeles rioters. Wearing armor and face shields, Trump says the best money can buy. Somebody's financing it. We're going to find out through Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice. Yeah, that as the protests are spreading city to city to city. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has apologized to Donald Trump. He should. You don't handle that business in public. You don't. It's okay to be opposed to the big, beautiful bill. Many people are. By the way, Rasmussen polling, bill has 37% support right now. So ironically, the American people are actually with Elon Musk on this. That's mainly Democrats who don't like anything Trump does. So they just don't like it. They don't even know what's in it. And then Republicans who say it spends too much. Rasmussen polling. But you don't deal with the dirty laundry in public like he did. That's wrong. You don't do it. Anyway, Elon Musk asked, was it worth him to lose 25% of his fortune while leading Doge? Says it was worth it. You know, folks, hold on. Here's the thing. It still could be worth it as long as Doge is left in place and they continue doing what they're doing. Because let me tell you what, there's a direct line between Doge and what they did and what they are doing and what you're seeing in the streets. It's very simple what is happening right now. A lot of people think, oh, it's a rehash of the Summer of Love. No, it's not. No, this is different. It just looks the same. Same tactics. Some of the same organizers, sure. They dress the same, but it's not the same. Trump and Musk are systematically cutting off illegal immigrants from the teat. And it's simple math. I've been explaining this all morning. Remember the study from Center for Immigration Studies where they literally polled illegal immigrants. 52% of illegal immigrant adults are unemployed. They do not work at all. Why? There's not enough jobs for them. You know, like I'm sure they'd work if they could, a lot of them. There's no jobs, not enough. When you get to the numbers that Democrats need to be able to win an election, because this is a voter drive, future voter drive, there's just not enough jobs for them all. We don't create enough jobs. Folks, think about this. Donald Trump, right? Good month so far for jobs, 114 to 150,000. How many illegals was Biden bringing in a month? John Fetterman just admitted, about 300,000. What is most months? Well, you know, good month, 200,000 tops jobs total. In the country, we're bringing in 300,000 plus illegal immigrants. Doesn't add up. They have to be able to support them. So what is Trump doing? Bit by bit by bit. Look at the big, beautiful bill. Cuts 1.4 million illegals off of what? Medicaid. Cuts them off of Medicaid. What do we find inside FEMA? There were multiple programs funding illegal immigrants. One of them, remember, $34 billion just in payments to keep them in a hotel. Keep them in an apartment. Keep them. Cut it off. Found that. Who finds this stuff? Doge. What did we find 2 weeks ago? 6,300 illegal immigrants who are also criminals. They have criminal records or are on the terror watch list. had been illegally given Social Security numbers by Joe Biden. 6,300. We found him and took him off the rolls. This is all connected, folks. All the same story. What did the Democrats just do? Went all the way to the Supreme Court to keep Doge, which is still operating even without Elon Musk, to keep Doge out of the Social Security database. Why? Well, you don't think there's only 6,300 in there, do you? What is the pattern we've already found? Joe Biden and the Democrats illegally giving them Social Security numbers so they can quietly access benefits. Why? There's not enough jobs for them, but they need their votes. Got to keep them here. This is why, I mean, I'm just listening for you way after way after way. They're getting cut off by Donald Trump. This is why, what did you just see last few weeks? Minnesota and California had to end their illegal immigrant Medicaid programs. Why is that? Because they were illegally signing them up. Remember Joe Biden's executive order? You couldn't check if they were here legally or not. Trump reversed that. When Trump reverses that, state will go broke paying for their Medicaid. So now they don't have Medicaid. And what do you got? So you got to push. You got the pull factors. On the one hand, Trump is systematically cutting them off from the welfare that is paying their bills and keeping them here until they can vote Democrat. On the other hand, he's saying, "Hey, you know what? I've got free deportation flights for you. And guess what? Just for your time, we won't drop you off on the street with nothing. We'll give you $1,000 for taking a flight. Why don't you go ahead and take that? Get yourself out of the country." And terror has ensued. The Democrats can see what is happening here. They can't pay them enough to stay and support them with state funds. They need the printed funny money. And it's being systematically cut off. Remember what Doge found, that some of those illegals who were on the dole there illegally, they were voting. They were already signed up and voting using your Social Security numbers. They can't legally vote, but it didn't matter. Democrats are in a cold panic, and they are running a campaign. They are campaigning. Not to me, not to you. We're American citizens. No, this campaign is directed at the illegals. I'll explain the message they intend to get across. We've never seen anything like this in America. Coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breitbart writes it, and they're right. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass even said the president should suspend immigration enforcement as a precondition for ending the violence, as if justifying the riots. It's exactly what she did. Folks, this is the most telling thing. But they funded this. They organized this. They intended this. They know exactly what they're doing. None of this is an accident. That's why Karen Bass said this yesterday.
We have heard that these raids might take place for the next 30 days. We don't know how many are going to take place in a given day. And you just think about the disruption to families and the disruption to our local economy.
What's she saying? Well, you know, stop the raids. We'll stop the violence. That's where the Democrat Party is at this point. It's where they are. The target of this campaign is not you. Not Americans. That's why it looks so strange to us. They are campaigning to a different country. The shadow nation they have imported, the 50 million. That's why they don't mind the imagery of the Mexican flag by the burning car. They don't mind any of it. They're fine with it. They are camp. This is, folks, this is the long game. This is not the short game. This is the long game. They're campaigning to them. And what they are seeing is this. Do not, and they're in a panic, that these people are going to leave. Do not take the Trump deportation offer. Do not take the free plane ride. Because remember what they said. If you use the app, the CPB1 app, to deport yourself, you will not be held responsible for coming here before. And we will let you get in line to apply to come to America like everybody else does. And the fact that you were here illegally and we had to pay for you to leave, we will not hold that against you. But you got to deport yourself. Oh, and by the way, here's $1,000. Have a nice day. You spend that wherever you're going. We'll send you home. And the Democrats see the $5 billion Trump is going to get for those deportation flights. His goal is 500,000 a month. We know that. It leaked earlier in the Trump administration. And they are stone cold terrified. This was their plan. So what they're saying, this campaign is aimed at illegal immigrants in America. What they're saying is come behind enemy lines with us. Enemy lines being state lines around Democrat sanctuary cities and Democrat sanctuary states. Come hide behind enemy lines with us. Look at what we're doing. We will protect you with violence if necessary from these thugs, these feds who want to deport you. Vote Democrat. Someday. Now, here's what they know, okay? These illegal immigrants, many of them have already had kids. Their kids are American. Unfortunately, we shouldn't have birthright citizenship, but we do at the moment. Hopefully, we'll get past that eventually, but we have it now. They know those kids are afraid. Hey, I'm an American citizen. I'm afraid mom's going to be deported. I've seen a few, you know, articles like that in the news. And they will grow up remembering this and vote Democrat. That's the whole plan. That's the whole thing. And so when people keep saying, but this isn't going to work. Democrats don't understand. They're not appealing to us. They don't care about us anymore. They've given up on us. Which is probably not a bad strategy, given that their approval is in an all-time low right now, 27%. And that's in NBC polling. With only 7% of Americans strongly supporting them. By the way, at the same time, Donald Trump is now more popular at this point in his presidency than Barack Obama or George Bush was. So look, they're going to be wandering the woods for a while. They know that. What this is telling people, do not leave. Come live in the Democrat sanctuary cities. We will take care of you. We support you. Look at us. We wave the Mexican flag too. We hate America. We can't stay. We wave any flag. We don't care. We wave the rainbow flag just to have a flag because we don't want to use the American flag. That's who these people are. That is what is going on here. It is remarkable because we've never seen it before. They're not hiding it. They are openly campaigning to the shadow nation they have imported. And folks, here's what Trump is doing, okay? What Americans don't yet understand, but Trump does, is that the LA riots are not they're not a fight over illegal immigration. They are part of a civil war, and this is true, street to street combat over the merger of the Democrat Party and the cartels. That's turning California into an extension of cartel-controlled Mexican territory. It's what it is. And left-wing leaders, folks, could have chosen any number of ICE raids to deploy the largest tranche of their, you know, highly organized Democrat NGO-funded violent minions against. But look which one they chose. If it was me, I would have chosen, you know, a mom working hard at a hotel to support two kids. There was no criminal record, no affiliation with the cartels. That's not what they did. Specifically, the business targeted in the ICE raid that led to all of this had links to human trafficking and cartel money laundering. Specifically, they were bringing in drugs and people. Cartel connected, they were laundering money out of it. That's the one they chose to make their stand. If you look at the people we arrested in LA, and Donald Trump put out a great list of them, almost every one of them, their record reads like this: some sort of violent assault, human trafficking, or some aspect of the drug trade. Why? They're cartel. That's who they are. That is what kicked all these Democrat organized riots off. That is what they finally took to the street for. Why? Trump was attacking the precious human smuggling network at the heart of the voter drive. And that is what they finally went wild over. In other words, Trump is saying, you will not merge with the cartels. They cannot have this part of America. They will not control this part of America. We are taking this territory back and we are re-Americanizing it. So folks, this way, if you look at what Democrats are doing, this is why they protest the most fervently when Trump removes criminal illegal immigrants. Not regular illegal immigrants who only have the misdemeanor of breaking into the country, but I mean those who have committed crimes while here, like Kilgo Abriga Garcia. Who is he? Human trafficker. The most valuable kind of illegal immigrant, in other words. That is who they're making the face of this. This is who they're fighting for. They want gang members to feel comfortable operating in sanctuary areas so they will stay so that the Democrat Party can keep their networks in place.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.